Heidi and Frank Show. 1-800-955-5567 is the number if you want to play along. You can also tweet the show anytime at Heidi and Frank. We have a special guest on the phone, Jeff Dunham.
Love him.
Hello, Jeff.
How are you guys?
We're good.
Awesome,
we
man.
We love you.
Oh, well, thanks. I love you, too.
So many people love you, though.
Well, thanks. Now, I'm having a good time just running around the country doing shows here, there, and everywhere, and what the heck. Back home now, so that's good.
And you got obsessed with ventriloquism.
Quizzes.
Yeah, something like that.
With the dolls.
Try to say that without moving your lips. When you were a little kid, right?
Yeah, I was 8 years old. I got my first dummy for Christmas and just started practicing, taught myself, and ended up doing book reports and Cub Scout banquets and shows at church, and then through junior high and high school, it just kept growing, and I pretty much used the same formula back then. I think it was the reason I didn't get beat up as a kid on the playground on a regular basis is because I think I made it somewhat acceptable because I would get on stage, you know, even in the sixth grade and make fun of the principal and the teachers and the food. And I guess the kids thought it was cool and all that. You'd think even in high school that I'd be, you know, made fun of, but I think it was the subject.
Oh, you were. You were made fun of, just not in front of you.
They loved you, though.
It was always behind me and I could never see it.
No, I was obsessed. Do you remember, and I'm sure you do, was it Willie Tyler and Lester? They were on the Jeffersons.
They were on Laughing, absolutely. Oh. And Willie's still out there doing shows, by the way.
I became so obsessed. I'm horrible at it, but I became so obsessed when I was a kid that every time he was on, I would walk around the house and I would be like, well, hello there, Mr. and Mrs. Jefferson. And my mom and dad would be like, what is she doing? But I was so obsessed with it. I'm not good at it like you are, but I do love it.
That's really funny. Yeah, and you know, you could get the little Lester toy ventriloquist dummy. Yeah, absolutely.
We have one. Yeah, we have one around
here. We have one named Dig Tussie.
Yeah.
This is KLOS. You can say that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, ventriloquists everywhere are laughing at that. Other people are like, really? Why'd you name him that?
I don't understand.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So when your parents bought you the dummy for Christmas, did you have an interest in that beforehand, or they happened to get one and wrap it up for you?
No, it was one of those deals like early December. I'm going through the toy store with my mom, you know, just picking things off the shelf, going, I want this, I want this. And, you know, she'd say, no, no. And then one Christmas morning, and every Christmas, I would always sneak in at like 5 in the morning when the lights were out and it was dark and I couldn't see anything. And I remember sneaking in and just feeling this plastic face on the couch going, what in the world is that? And then came in, you know, 2 hours later with the parents and the 8mm camera going on the giant lights. And there this dummy was sitting on the couch. And I just taught myself. It was no interest until I actually had the dummy.
Jeff Dunham on the phone with us. As far as an old profession, like no one really does that.
Well, it's
and
hard
and
to
you
do.
Made it. You were making just tons of cash doing performances, you know, at an early
when
age.
When you were a kid.
You're not going to hurt my feelings. It is admittedly a very sad, old and sad art. And even in this, it is. I mean, seriously, I look at pictures of other ventriloquists and go, oh, really? This is what you do? But even in the days of vaudeville, you'd think that that was, you know, people look back and go, oh, well, obviously it was an accepted form of entertainment. No, even back in vaudeville, they'd have the regular acts on stage, and then the curtain would close, and they'd shove the ventriloquist out there, and he'd entertain a little bit while they're setting up the stage for the next real act. Then they'd get the rod, yank him off the stage, and open the curtain for the real act, the juggler. You know what I mean?
Do people often walk up to you and do what Heidi did and say, hey, look, I can do it, and try to do the my lips aren't moving thing to you?
Of course, of course. Ellen was the best or the worst. I was on her when she had the sitcom, and I was a guest spot, and she was standing in front of me, just wouldn't move her lips when she talked, and she was horrible at it. It was actually really funny.
Not only, I mean, have you mastered the whole doing the art of it, but you also make your dummies.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he makes them.
Yeah, that's kind of out of necessity because, you know, I have a lot of ideas that come along. And what dummy maker, can you imagine me going to some dummy maker going, look, I have an idea. I need a dead terrorist. You know, I've never. I've actually never said that or actually thought about that like that, but it's true. Can you imagine? It'd be like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, dead terror.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll work fine.
So when you made your first dummy, did you realize I'm pretty good at making dolls?
Nah, it's just like anything else. You know, you start out something and you're horrible at it. And I made my first one in the sixth grade, and then didn't try my hand at it again until college. But then it was like, you know, I lived in an apartment, and I made a mess of that place with sawdust and chemicals, and then I got pretty good at
it. Like a real-life Geppetto.
I actually made a doll once. I didn't realize I was any good at it until I made this doll, and it was fantastic, and I have a skill at it. I was it was a Halloween years ago, probably 15 years ago, when the Catholic Church was having issues with the whole, you know, the boys and the priests and stuff. And so I basically went as a priest, and I made a boy doll that I strapped to my crotch.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. I was like, my God, look at this doll that I made.
He was a good doll
it
maker.
It was like stuffing and knee highs, and it had joints and a little hat on and hair. It was awesome.
Little tiny jeans.
Yeah, and now that made me world famous. That picture of my Halloween costume is like every year when the most tasteless Halloween costumes list comes out, I'm still on there. And you'll see every year there's somebody wearing that costume to a Halloween party.
But nobody made a doll like you.
I invented that costume.
You know, people ask me, Jeff, where do you draw the line on what character? I think I just found it.
I would be honored if you would actually just take that and make it part of your show.
I'd love to. Is that photo really? You can like Google what? What do you Google?
You can Google most tasteless Halloween costumes, and you'll see me, and then Heidi was there in a dominatrix outfit.
But I ended up looking like China the Wrestler. It went horribly wrong.
Wow.
It was awful. Yeah, it was bad.
And see, really, if you have that character, the dummy, you really don't have to be good at not moving your lips. It's all muffled anyway. It's like, come on. That was funny. So right now you have this, your fifth comedy special coming out, October 7th
9th?
On Sunday at 9 p.m. on Comedy Central. It's Jeff Dunham, Minding the Monsters, your Halloween special. Fifth one.
Say again?
It's your fifth time?
Yeah, it's a fifth time, and I'm very excited about this one because, you know, we did the theme special for Christmas, and that went over well, and I thought, let's do another special, but let's do the theme thing again. And I don't know of any other comedian that's ever done a monster special.
Well, the thing with Jeff Dunham, too, is, like, you parents love you and kids love you.
Well,
I mean, that's
the
beauty.
Well, people say, Jeff, is your show family-friendly? And my answer always is, well, it depends on your family.
Yeah.
So, and the DVD that comes out the following Tuesday.
It says Uncensored.
Say again?
It says Uncensored, so that was going to be my question. Is there stuff in... Do you do a little dirty stuff?
Well, it's my big deal, having three daughters, is subject matter. They're going to hear the words at school. I don't care if they hear a few curse words here and there, and that's what's on there, but on the DVD, we have the bleeped and the unbleeped version.
Okay.
So, you know, you can stick it in and grandma can listen to it and not be upset. She'll think her hearing aid's beeping or something, so everything's fine. And then the regular version. And again, when you come and see the live show, it's PG-13, borderlining, you know, whatever, but it's just the words. It's not like I'm talking about, you know, graphic things.
Right.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us on the show. And next time you're in Los Angeles, why don't you come by with your whole gang?
That'd be awesome.
Oh, I'd love that.
That would be great. Jeff Dunham, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
1-800-955-5567. Going to come right back with your calls. We are Heidi and Frank.